Gathering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door. The girl next
door. It's prom season! A lot of people are getting ready to go to prom. You know, they have these very, very extravagant prom proposals where they're asking people to go to prom with them. Folks are showing up to prom in a casket. It's just crazy. I'm hashtag just wondering today, what are your rules for your children this prom season? Do you have rules for your kids as they get ready to head on out to prom?
I do. My son going to prom next month.
And what are your rules?
Have your own damn money. First rule, have your own damn money. Don't ask me. Listen, this your girl you date.
Terrible.
This is so bad.
Why am I terrible?
It's so
why
bad.
Why y'all always be terrible? Why I got to be terrible? I had to have my own money.
Does he still have a job?
Yeah, he got a job.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad.
Everybody at my house need a check. Everybody. Hey,
I saw the movie Blockers. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have a tracking device.
Listen, I ain't. Like I said, my son is going to prom this year. So, listen.
So your rule is that he has
have
to have his
own
money.
And just like every weekend, don't miss your curfew. If you miss your curfew, just go on and stay out because you're not coming to my house after the curfew.
So he doesn't get a curfew extension because it's prom night?
No, unless his mom approves it. I'm not approving it.
What's his curfew?
Huh? On the weekend, 12.
Hold on. Time out. Hold on.
Hold on here, right?
He gets a 12 o'clock midnight curfew on prom night?
Yep.
Promo.
10:30.
Look at Kayla. Look at our intern. Our intern is like, no. So,
hey, listen.
I have a funny story about that. I didn't go to my prom, but I went to someone else's prom. And my dad was very much so like, you need to be home. First of all, I lived around the corner from my house. I was a walker. And so my dad was like, you need to be home by 12. And I was like, come on, Dad. And he was like, it's not going to take you far. It's just right across the street. I was like, Daddy, proms aren't held in high school gyms anymore. Like, what are you talking about? Give us a call, 570-WPEG. Hashtag.
Get your ass home at 12 o'clock.
Just wondering, what are your rules for prom this prom season?
Ain't nothing open at the 12 o'clock except
Larry,
the Whopper House.
We're going to talk about that.
Except the Whopper House legs. And legs.
I'm
that's
not
going
to let you do that.
That's it.
I'm not going to let you do that to little Trey and your smudge your pooka.
We can come live at your house. You want to move in with you?
Well, look. If
I take a long and it's No Limit Larry.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
All right, we are talking about prom season. It is here. A lot of people are going off to the prom. So I'm hashtag Jess Wondering. What are your rules for your child on prom night? Power 98, good morning.
Yo, what's going on with you, man? Ain't nothing, man. Yo, I'm in the middle of work, so I'm going to make it real short. But far as the prom, man, yo, my son going to the prom this year, man. Yo, he going to be so fly. I'm going to give him a pocketbook full of, my stepdaughter. She's going to have a pocketbook full of plane tickets, man. So, hey, she already ready, man. She already ready. But she just need to be back in the house by 12, like he said, bro.
All right, there it is.
Well, he been waiting all morning to say that.
He been waiting on that. He gonna tell somebody that.
You need a pocketbook full of plane tickets.
Who told you that whack ass line?
I am just shocked at this 12 o'clock curfew on prom night.
That's a good time for a kid to come home on prom night.
On prom night? The prom isn't ending until, 12, right?
It depends. Everybody prom ends different.
There's certain schools.
They end at 10:30, some end at 11. Some end at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because they had some proms at the Fillmore this weekend, and I know they went over to about 12:30, 1 o'clock. But what if the prom is, just say the prom is over at 10, then what?
If the prom is over, okay, all right. So, the prom is over, I would give them 2 hours after the time that the prom is over.
Okay, so that's a lot of time.
Because there are things like, you know, people want to go eat.
We eat before the prom.
When they got food at the prom?
Oh, you go.
They got food at the prom.
Hold on. Let me tell you.
Did you eat before the prom?
No. Let me Let me tell you this. Prom is very different here in North Carolina than it is in Virginia, where I grew up. So you would go and you would eat before you would go to prom, yeah. But then also afterwards you would hit up. In Virginia, the big place to go is IHOP.
Okay, I got you.
So we would go to IHOP.
Oh, I love
after
IHOP.
After the prom.
Home. You come home. And
we would also.
It was at 11, huh?
They would also do a lot of the schools would hold like after prom events, mm-hmm. so that you could be in a safe environment or something like that. So you would go to an after prom event at your school. Of course, you have friends that are gonna get a hotel room. You might want to go to party with your friends or something like that.
After the prom, is that what we're doing?
Look, listen.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, let's be real here.
What about the arcade?
Hey, everybody ain't got to go to the hotel room, though.
I'm telling my babies that when they start going to prom, you're going to have a Plan B pill on deck. You're going to be on birth control.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be realistic.
When my daughter start going to prom, I'm going with them.
Shut up, Larry.
I am. I guarantee you we pulling up. Me, Uncle Bub, we.
Caleb.
Coming as a family. This is going to be a family affair.
Caleb. Pulling up?
Yes.
Caleb is our wonderful intern. Caleb, what were your rules on prom night? What did your parents give you as far as rules?
I ain't had no rules.
You had no rules?
Nah, I ain't had no rules.
That boy smiling so hard.
I know. What did you do on prom night? What was your curfew?
I ain't had no curfew. I stayed out for 2 days.
Caleb done went on a weekend binge.
Do your parents love you?
Caleb went on prom vacation.
I can't hate either. Because I think I stayed the whole weekend too. But my girlfriend was already pregnant though. So what next happened? She
was already pregnant. My homeboy Gregory who hit me up and said 12 o'clock is the good answer for people that are answering on the radio.
Like, no, the hell is not.
Gregory, what time?
12 o'clock
Gregory,
on prom,
you didn't even have no date to the prom, hush.
Incog, what would your curfew be for your kids?
They might have a curfew because they're not going.
Only the Platinum Comedy Tour.